Welcome to Walking with the Lord. This is a quiet space where we slow down, open scripture, and learn how to walk closely with God in everyday life. Today we are reflecting on John chapter 3, verses 22 through 36, where we see an important moment in the ministries of Jesus and John the Baptist. This passage teaches us a powerful lesson about calling, humility, and purpose in God's kingdom. One truth becomes clear throughout this passage. God gives each person a role in his kingdom. During this time in the ministry of Jesus, both Jesus and John the Baptist were baptizing people. Naturally, this created some concern among John's disciples. They noticed that many people were beginning to go to Jesus instead of John, and they wondered what this meant for John's ministry and influence. From a human perspective, it might have looked like John was losing something. However, John did not respond with jealousy or competition. Instead, he responded with humility and understanding. John reminded his disciples of an important principle when he said, "A person can receive only what is given them from heaven." John understood that ministry, influence, gifts, and opportunities ultimately come from God. They are not things that we create or secure for ourselves. Instead, they are assignments that God gives according to his purpose. This truth is important for us today because many people struggle with comparison. It is easy to look at what others are doing and begin to question our own calling. When we compare our roles to the roles of others, we can begin to feel that what we are doing is small or unimportant. But Scripture reminds us that God gives each person a role in his kingdom. Some roles are visible and public, while others happen quietly behind the scenes. However, every role matters in the work that God is accomplishing. Jesus later confirmed this idea when he said that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. The work of God in the world is vast, and there is no shortage of meaningful work to be done. What God is looking for are people who are willing to serve faithfully in the role he has given them. Serving God is not limited to preaching or standing behind a pulpit. Some people serve by teaching, others serve by helping, and others serve by encouraging or leading. There are also many who serve quietly through acts of faithfulness that may never be widely seen or recognized. Yet every act done for God has value and purpose. Jesus illustrated this same principle through the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25. In this parable, a master gives different amounts of money to three servants before leaving on a journey. One servant receives 5 talents, another receives 3, and the third receives 1. The servants who used their talents wisely multiplied what they had been given. However, the servant who received 1 talent chose to hide it instead of using it. When the master returned, the servants who had used their talents faithfully were rewarded. The servant who buried his talent, however, lost even what he had. The lesson of this parable is not about how much a person receives. Instead, it is about how faithfully a person uses what they have been given. Some people may receive greater opportunities or responsibilities, while others may begin with less. However, God looks for faithfulness in every situation. The focus is not comparison, but stewardship. John the Baptist demonstrated this principle clearly in his own life. John understood that his mission was to prepare the way for Jesus. When people began following Jesus instead of him, John did not resist it. Instead, he embraced it. John famously said, "He must become greater, I must become less." These words reveal John's humility and spiritual maturity. John understood that his purpose was never about personal recognition. His purpose was to point people toward Christ. This teaches us an important truth. No role in God's kingdom is too small. Some people abandon the role God has given them because they believe it is insignificant. They look at what others are doing and begin to believe their own contribution does not matter. However, God sees things differently. Every act of obedience contributes to his greater purpose. When we faithfully serve where God has placed us, our gifts begin to grow. Spiritual gifts are not static. They develop as we use them, and as we walk consistently with God. As we spend time in prayer, read scripture, and remain faithful in small things, our ability to serve expands over time. John concludes this passage with a powerful statement about Jesus when he says that whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life. This reminds us that every ministry, every gift, and every calling ultimately points to one purpose, and that purpose is leading people to Christ. When we understand this, we begin to see our role more clearly. God has given each person a role in his kingdom, and every faithful act contributes to his work. Instead of asking how our role compares to others, we should ask a different question. Are we faithfully using what God has entrusted to us? When we walk in the role God has given us, we become part of His greater plan. And in that place of obedience, we discover the fulfillment that comes from doing the will of our Father. Continue walking faithfully and growing deeply in His Word at walkingwiththelord.net.